I keep saying good evening, but to you, I suppose it's good morning.
It's going to be very confusing, all this. We'll have to get this sorted out, I think.
Yes, I think you will, actually. And it's also a bit confusing, these television people, you see. It's all slightly weird, isn't it, when they're actually going to come over and talk to us.
Right, yeah. I think they're going to come over quite soon, aren't they?
I think fairly soon, actually. Yeah, they're handing over to us now. They've ground to a halt with their film. And what's the lady's name, the announcer? Jenny Bale, isn't it?
It is indeed, Ray, yes.
She's going to be coming over to us any second. Are you looking forward to the show, Paul?
Very much indeed, Ray, yes. 4 hours. I don't know how I'm going to feel at 6 o'clock.
I think I might hang about and watch you. Thank you very much indeed, Jenny. Yes, I'm here in the studio carrying on with my show, The Late Show, but I carry on only till 2 o'clock in the morning. And then the excitement really starts taking place then, because it's Colin Berry, who happens to be with me here in the bowels of the earth of the BBC Wireless Works in London. How are you, Colin? Are you looking forward to the show?
I am indeed, Ray. As we were saying to Radio 2 listeners a moment or two ago, 4 hours. I don't know what I'm going to be like at 6 o'clock in the morning, though.
It's a jolly good job it's not television.
Right, absolutely.
What are you sort of planning to do with the show? Is it an insomniac's delight? Or is it to keep people awake or what?
Certainly for insomniacs, but not only for them. I mean, there are drivers, there are people working through the night. In fact, one of the things we're going to have to do is to find out just who is listening through the night, and we'll be getting people to write in and let us know, I hope.
Yeah, the things that you can broadcast what they're doing.
Well, of course, yes. A family show, even at this hour.
Yeah, are there any special features and things that you're planning?
There will be features, but very, very short. Particularly tonight, there'll be a short piece on what's on, but not just what's on in London, but around the country. There'll be a cookery spot for those of our listeners who get home late at night and feel like a snack. What's going to happen through the week, I don't know, but that's tonight anyway.
If you think I'm going to go home and start frying eggs at 4 o'clock in the morning, you've got another thing coming.
Right.
Anyway, Colin Berry, historic night, taking you through the night. Radio 2 never closes down, but it's Colin Berry on BBC Radio 2 at 2 o'clock. And Jenny, thank you very much over on BBC 2 for giving us the chance to use the airwaves of BBC 2 to publicise this momentous occasion.
Well, thank you very much indeed, Ray and Colin. Colin, can I just ask you, how do you feel about working through the night? Does that worry you at all?
I'm apprehensive at the moment, Jenny. Ask me at about 6:30 in the morning.
I mean, I know you did the early show for a while, as Ray did.
Well, that's right. I was talking to Pete Murray on Monday on Open House, and that cropped up in his questioning. I say that having done that show for 2 years, I think I can probably cope with this once a week.
Well, all the best, not just to you, Colin, but to all the presenters of You and the Night and the Music. Thank you very much for talking to us. Thank you to Ray Moore. And if it's all right with you, we'll end with the theme music to You and the Night and the Music. It's called, not unnaturally, You and the Night and the Music, and it's sung for us now by Jack Jones. Thank you very much indeed, Ray and Colin.
Yeah, good night, Jenny.
Good night, Jenny.
You and the night and the music fill me with flaming desire, setting my being completely on fire. You and the night and the music thrill me, but will we be one after the night and the music are done? Until the pale light of dawning and daylight, our hearts will be throbbing guitars. Morning may come without warning and take away the stars. If we must live for the moment, love till the moment is through. After the night and the music die, will I have you? Until the pale light of dawning and daylight, our hearts will be throbbing guitars. The morning may come without warning and take away the stars. If we must live for the moment, love till the moment is through. After the night and the music die, will I?
Yes, Jack Jones introducing You and the Night and the Music on the air at 2 o'clock tonight. And thanks for coming in and talking to us, Cole.
Pleasure, Ray. Thanks for inviting me.
It was a bit complicated, wasn't it?
It was. the listeners will have probably noticed a bit of a gap, but
there's a little bit of a creaky hole in the middle there. Wasn't
I'm sure they understand what goes on.
Yeah, it's very difficult to kind of synchronise the time. I have enough trouble with the mathematics at the best of times.
Absolutely, and me as well.
Anyway, we look forward to listening to you, Cole. 2 o'clock tonight through till six.
Great.
Yeah, oh, I know what I meant to ask you. Who are the rest of the presenters called? Can you remember off the top of your head?
Ah, yes,
indeed. Chris Tomorrow, isn't it?
Chris Tomorrow, then it's followed by Len Jackson, then Ruth Cubbin, Bill Reynolds, Sheila Tracy and Tim Gudgeon.
Uh-huh.
In that order.
Colin Berry.
Hello, good evening, or is it good morning to you?
You and the night and the music fill me with flaming desire, setting my being completely on fire. You and the night and the music thrill me, but will we be one after the night and the music are done?
Yes, yes, good evening, good morning. Bit is something we're going to have problems with, isn't it? Thanks very much to Ray Moore for the past 3 hours, who I hope will join me for a cup of coffee before he departs. Oh, yes, we're going to need plenty of coffee between now and 6 o'clock. You and the Night and the Music is our title. We've got you, we've got the night. All we need now is the music.